You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hi, it's Paula Kidd Casey. Welcome to my show, The Law of Attraction, and we are on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. It's another week. It's another opportunity to learn some amazing information and to understand how truly divine you are and that you came here for this time to serve. And I have a wonderful guest on this week. Her name is Natalie Ledwell. And if you have been around the Law of Attraction area for a while, I'm sure you have heard of Mind Movies. Mind Movies is a 3-minute digital vision board that Natalie created along with a couple other people years ago and was tenacious enough to stay with it. And it is a simple way to put your vision in a movie. And it is pretty brilliant. She's done a lot of other things. She's written a book. She's had some radio shows. She's got a great podcast. But she has listened to her higher self. She has had the courage to go after these dreams, and she has made a world of difference in hundreds of thousands of people's lives. So I'm very excited to have Natalie Ledwell on my show, and we will be right back with Natalie. And we are back with Natalie Ledwell. Natalie is one of my favorite people. I've been following her for years, and she started a revolution, I think, in Mind Movies. And Natalie, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it is my absolute pleasure to be here. I mean, any opportunity I get to talk about the Law of Attraction and creating a life that you absolutely love, I'm there.
I love it. I love it. And that's what my listeners are doing every single day of their lives. And the more tools that we can give them, right, the faster they're going to be able to do it, which is why I love your tool as far as Mind Movies, which is like a 3-minute digital vision board, which I think is just brilliant. But before we get into that, I want to hear your story, because I want to hear your backstory and how you got here. I know you've written a book, Never in Your Wildest Dreams, which I just ordered, by the way. So I'm going to get that in. But I know you're on a couple of TV shows, or at least you were, Wake Up TV and The Inspiration Show. So you get your message out there. But tell us about you before you got the message out there.
Ha. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I come from very humble beginnings. You know, I'm one of these examples of, like, you know, I grew up in a country town in Australia. I was one of 8 kids, very, very humble beginnings. And so I'm one of these, like, if I can do it, anyone can do it. Like, really.
Yeah. And that's a great story, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was always, you know, the kid that was like, why? I felt like I was an alien. I think there's a lot of people, you know, that we can all kind of relate to that. I'm like, yeah, out of the 8 of us, I'm like, I was the one that moved to Sydney when I was old enough. I was the one that moved to America that, you know, has this kind of a business. But, you know, I was a serial entrepreneur. My husband and I at the time, we were married for 20 years, but back then we were like, we had 4 different businesses we were running at the same time. You know, we'd been married for, I think it'd been 5 or 10 years, something at that stage. And I remember thinking to myself, like, we were working so hard, like 4 businesses. It was crazy. And I remember thinking to myself, this is not meant to be this hard. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm missing something. And you know, I was handed my first set of cassettes of Brian Tracy by my boss when I was 21.
Oh, wow.
Years old.
So back I was in the cassette days. You and I
yeah,
all
so,
yeah, that was before CDs.
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, I had a little Corolla, 72 Corolla, I used to drive around in that. You could see the ground. They could see the road through the hole in the floor.
I love that. Yeah, I know.
I would just play cassettes all the time. And so, I'd been to all the Tony Robbins and the Jim Rohns and the Zig Ziglars. I'd done the courses, listened to the tapes, and I'm like, I'm missing something. I don't understand what it is. And then a friend suggested that I order online a movie called The DVD, a DVD called The Secret.
I know, that was life-changing, wasn't it? Especially with a fellow Australian, right?
Yes.
Rhonda Burns, yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember it was a Saturday afternoon, Glenn and I sitting in our living room in Australia, in Sydney, and we play this movie and I'm just like, wow. And we looked at each other and I was like, okay, this is the missing piece. And I think for me it was, you know, not having to know the whole plan. You know, if I couldn't see how it was going to happen, I didn't believe it would. You know, so I was always setting myself smaller goals. And for Glenn, his biggest takeaway from that was that, you know, when he's visualizing, because, you know, it was easy for him to see the future. He was a big visionary. You know, he always has been in a lot of our businesses and he still is. And he could see the future, but he didn't realize how important it was to attach emotion to those visualizations. You know, because what we feel is even more important than what we see when we're visualizing. And so we started, you know, applying the principles.
What year do you think you saw that? When it came out, 2006?
Yeah, 2006. Okay. Actually, the original version that had Esther Hicks in it.
Oh, I love that one. Oh, my God. Yes, yeah. That's an amazing version. And then they cut her out because of vibration, which is the whole point of everything, isn't it?
Right.
Energy, it's frequency. It's the whole point, right?
Absolutely. So we started applying the principles, and then a friend of ours who we knew through one of the businesses that we had showed us this little movie he'd put together, and it was like PowerPoint slides with affirmations on them, and in between each of the PowerPoint slides was a photo that kind of matched the affirmation, and then music. So it was like this little movie that he created on each computer. I'm like, dude, you have to show me how to do that. That's amazing.
And so and then he came just with the idea. Back then, you couldn't make them like you could now, right? I mean, it was a new.
Oh no!
It was a new process. It was a new way of thinking to actually. I mean, right now anybody can go to YouTube and make one. But so, what year do you think that was? Like 10 years ago?
That was end of 2006.
Okay.
And beginning of 2007, he approached us with the idea to set up a website, and then we had launched the first initial website in March of 2007. You know, and we didn't know what we were doing. Like, you know, because when Ryan approached us and said, look, you know, come into business with me, we'll set up the thing, we'll sell the instructions. We're like, dude, we don't know anything about the internet. Glenn could hardly turn on a computer, you know.
That's me.
Yeah, right.
Because we had a hard time getting the Zoom call going, but yes, okay.
Yeah, so you know, and I hadn't even heard of YouTube or Facebook. I didn't know what any of those things were. And so, but we're like, this is a great idea. And Ryan's like, it's all right, I'll teach you. I'll teach you. We're like, okay. So, you know, we put a little video up on YouTube. That was our only source of traffic. People were watching that and then coming to the website, and we didn't know what to charge. We're charging $20 because we're like, it's not like it's anything tangible. It's just instructions.
It's the most important thing, right?
So that's how we kind of got started. And then, you know, after months of getting emails from people saying, this is absolutely changing my life, I'm like, all right, boys, we need to get serious about this. This is making a difference.
So let me ask you, so what you sold, did you sell like something that they put their own picture in and their own affirmations on? Did you sell like a program, or did you do it for them, or what were you helping them do back then?
So what we did is we helped them to, we gave them instructions on how to download some software, how to write the PowerPoint slides, how to find the photos, how to get the music, and how to put it all together.
Okay.
So that's initially how we started. And then, after a couple of years of doing that and, you know, launching and doing, we actually were able to create enough income to be able to pay to get our own proprietary software created.
Yes.
So with the software, we wanted to make it so simple and easy for anyone to be able to make a movie. So when you go into the software, which we still have today, you know, the software does all the video, like this transition, it does everything for you. And then inside, there's a whole library of affirmations, a whole library of photos. So you just need to drag and drop.
And it's got the background music you can pick out.
Yep, it's got all of that. So really, you've got... You have all the assets that you need. You can import your own assets if you want, of course. But, you know, within minutes, you can create a movie that is a picture of the life that you want to create. You know, and I've just come back from a live event, although not many people are doing live events anymore, but Dr. Joe Dispenza, I've been working with him for like eight years.
Oh, I love Dr. Joe, yeah. So he did a live event. Woohoo!
Yeah. 1,350 people. So Huge. But I go to his live events and I do little workshops and help people make their own mind movies so they can use them in the workshop. And Joe's been teaching this for, like I said, the last 8 years. And I have sat with thousands of people individually and helped them with their movie. And when they watch it for the first time, often you'll see them in tears.
Oh.
Because it's like, wow. When you can see, when you've put your mind to it and you kind of get clear about what it is that you want, and then you can articulate that in this format with positive words and photos that really, you know, support and symbolize what it is that you want, and then you have that song that really, you know, puts you into that elevated emotion, really makes your heart sing, it starts to already build belief that, yeah, this is going to happen. This is my life. This is what it looks like.
And as you know, what it does is it's starting to condition our subconscious mind to think, well, this shit could be true, right? Because I'm seeing it on a movie and I'm feeling the feelings I'm going to feel when I get to that. And so our subconscious mind does not know the difference between real or imagined emotion. And it starts getting excited and it starts looking for things it can do to actually make it true, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think what happens is that when you can see it depicted there physically, like in a format like that, what happens is that you already start to, your brain starts to populate and see you already there, mm-hmm. you know, and because you're already in that elevated emotion, you know, when you see this, what you're doing is you're creating a memory in your mind.
A future memory. Future, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that you're going to be creating. And so the more that you can do that, and, you know, when we talk about visualization, the watching your mind movie and then seeing yourself there, or after you watch your mind movie, sitting down and going to that visualization is super important and super powerful. But you don't have to be seated with your eyes closed to visualize. I mean, if you watch your mind movie a few times, your brain starts to go, yep, I got this. You could be vacuuming the house. You know, you could be washing the dishes, and you can go into what I call daydreams with intention. And you're daydreaming and seeing yourself already in the house, driving the car, you know, in the career that you want, and feeling what it's like to be there. So it's like you're having this little mental dress rehearsal of, you know, of this life that you're creating. And you could do that anytime. Now, the more often that you do that, what happens is we start to create these new neural pathways in our brain, mm-hmm. you know, and these not on these new neural on these pathways is where our thoughts are traveling. So our subconscious mind can process about 40 million bits of data per second. It's got a lot. It's aware of a lot of stuff, right? Our conscious mind, which is our thinking mind, can process about 40. Mm-hmm. So between the two of those things is this little thing called the reticular activating system. And it acts as the gateway. Yeah, right? So it's like, okay, we can't handle 40 million bits of data per second. We can't be aware of all of that. But the more that we do this and we're creating these neural pathways with thoughts that are in alignment, this reticular activating system is going, okay, anything that's related to this out of the 40 million bits of data, I want to make sure that you send it through to the conscious mind so that we become aware of it. You know, so we're training our brain to look for the opportunities to see what we may not have been able to see before that could have already been there, you know, to hear the conversations, to, you know, be in email exchange or whatever with someone and then notice, wait, this could help me because it's front of mind, and we're noticing it a whole lot more.
And we think, what a coincidence, right? We think that's such a coincidence, and it's not a coincidence. It's always been there. We've just never trained our brain to pay attention to it.
Yeah. And the thing is, once we change our thoughts like that, you know, because our subconscious mind doesn't really know the difference between what we see through our eyes and what we play as this very vivid movie, it starts to automatically influence and positively influence our actions. You know, so last year, at the beginning of last year, 2020, which was, you know, the longest and the shortest year of my life.
Yes.
In the beginning of the year, I actually got the COVID-15. So the COVID-15 is actually the 15 pounds that you put on during COVID because you're not out. You're like, oh, we're stuck at home anyway. I might as well have an extra glass of wine. So the second half of the year, I'm like, right, I need to get into my health and I need to get fit and healthy again. And so, you know, I created a mind movie for that. Now, in the beginning, it is a challenge for me to get out of bed to exercise in the morning. But if I don't do it in the morning, I'm never going to do it. Uh-huh. And sometimes I would just have to grab my phone, because the cool thing with your Mind Mover, you can save it to any of your devices, and I would play it just to get myself out of bed. Oh. And get excited about getting up and going for a walk or going for a jog. And I'm actually now working with a trainer on the beach because, you know, we're still outside at the moment. So, you know, so it gets me, you know, into the vibrational match of the health that I'm working towards. And it gives me the motivation. So after a while, I didn't need to watch my Mind Mover to do that. I was already there. You know, it starts to help to create these positive, actions. You know, I found like I was making healthier choices with my food, and not because I was thinking about it. It just became automatically because, you know, I'm already changing these neural pathways.
Right. And, you know, when we're talking about, and I'm sure you can make more than one Mind Movie, right, for different categories if you want to, or does it all go in one?
No. So I do a general one at the beginning of the year, which covers, you know, my career, money, relationship, health, you know, all those kind of, you know, different things, family relationships. And then I'll do specific ones, you know, so I'll go a little bit deeper. And, you know, and when I'm helping people make their Mind Mover, you're like, okay, well, what kind of things do I put in there? I'm like, I don't know. So for me, there's five different types of affirmations, which I think really comprehensively describe what it is that we want. You know, the first one is describing exactly what it is that we want. You know, what do you want? Like, is it a specific weight? Is it a specific money amount? You know, is it a loving, supporting, you know, passionate relationship? You know, whatever that is. Describe what it is. And then you want to describe what life looks like once you get there.
I love that.
Because that's what we're visualizing. You know, that's where we're going. We're going, okay, well, when it's there, you know, if I've got the career of my dreams and I'm helping people and I'm really making a difference, I'm not necessarily starting work at 9 o'clock.
Right.
You know, I might start work at 10 or 11 and have time to exercise.
That day. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then you want to think about, you know, why you're doing this. This is the third type of affirmation. And when I think about my whys, and depending on what my Mind Mover is about, I think about the why for the people that I'm serving. So if it's for my family, if it's for my relationship, it's for, you know, my career, my business, then I'll think about that. Then I think about, you know, the why for the people that I love. Because sometimes we'll have, you know, whys. We get more motivated for, you know, helping other people than we do for ourselves. That kind of gives us more motivation. And then, of course, the last one is for you. And it could be something really seemingly selfish or whatever that is. I know a girlfriend of mine really wanted a successful business so she could afford to have a massage once a week. You know, whatever you want, whatever's going to motivate you when you hit those little roadblocks, put that in there. No one else needs to see this. This is just for you. You know,
and do you find that people have a hard time really setting goals? Aren't they kind of afraid to think big and really know what they want?
I think that they can get a little scary about going big. Mm-hmm. And I was just saying at this last event with Dr. Joe, there was a remarkable amount of younger people at his event, which doesn't normally happen. And it could have been a number of reasons for that. But, you know, but with the older participants, you know, they have, you know, specific things that they want to get. They know the money amount they want. They know the health they want. They know the injuries are overcoming. They're like, they're there. The younger people were like, well, I'm not really materialistic and I'm, right. And either they didn't really know what they wanted. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. But who do you want to become? How do you want the world to see you? Uh-huh. Yeah. And, you know, if there is something of service that you want to do, which a lot of these younger kids do, it's like, well, you know, who are you serving and what kind of difference do you want to make? You know, so it doesn't have to necessarily be materialistic. It could be anything. But, you know, and I don't think that there's anything as a goal too big or a dream too big. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, and I don't put time limits on I don't go, all right, I have to get this done, you know, in 2021. I'm like, if I'm putting it in my Mind Mover, I'm visualizing, I'm seeing myself there and I'm moving towards it. It's going to happen in divine timing exactly when it's supposed to.
Yes.
And even though that may be a huge, hairy, audacious goal, there are so many delicious, amazing little milestones that you meet along the way. And if you're acknowledging those things, and you're writing them down and you're celebrating those wins, it doesn't matter that you've set something that big. The thing is, I know that you will never get that if you never set it.
I love that. And, you know, we can only think inside of our logic. If we don't think it can happen, right, we're not even coming up with a big dream. And so I'm sure that you set a mind movie, and then when that comes true, you can think a little bigger, and then you can go back and do another mind movie, right?
Absolutely.
We spiral up. And that's got to be amazing, because it's so, I just think it's such a brilliant thing. It's like a vision board, but you're seeing it and it's living and you're feeling it. Because, you know, we talked about that the first secret had Abraham Hicks in it, right? And he talked about vibration and frequency, which I think when in my program and what I teach is that's the ultimate quantum physics, right? It's all vibration and frequency. And your mind movie gets us in that more than anything I think of, because you're living it at the time, so you can start actually feeling the vibration of it.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's the thing. I think we know, and I'm sure that if your listeners have been listening to you for a while, they realize that, you know, our goal is to become a vibrational match to the things that we want.
Yes.
So the way that we do that, you go, okay, well, how do I manipulate my emotion? How do I influence my emotion so that it is a vibrational match? Like, what does that mean? And what it is actually our emotions are our frequency that we emit out into the universe. This is why, like we were saying before, it's more important that when we're visualizing what we feel than what we think, so what we see, because when we can feel what it's like to already be there, we are being a vibrational match to that thing. Okay.
Yes.
Our emotions are that frequency. This is why it's really important. And when I look at my manifestation process, my first step that I tell everyone, and in my programs that I teach, the first step is always that we have to be in our happy place. We need to start from a high frequency.
Right.
So if you've read Power versus Force, you know, David Hawkins, I think he wrote
right
it back
here.
In.
Just looked at it, yes.
Right. So he was able to measure the frequency of our emotions. And so when we are in higher frequency emotions most of the time, so things like courage, pride, accomplishment, happiness, joy, gratitude, when we're in those higher frequencies most of the time, it makes it easier for us to be able to dream bigger, to set bigger goals, and to have the motivation to do what we need to do to make these goals happen. Like that's, you know, and we're in flow. Now, when we can maintain those higher frequencies, what happens is that things start to show up in our world, in our space, that we didn't realize we needed.
Right.
Because we are at that higher frequency. You know, when we're sitting down to set an intention or set a goal or make a mind movie or a vision board or whatever that is, we can't be looking at our debt. We can't be sitting in the pain or the loneliness. We can't be there because, number one, it's too difficult for us to see a way out. And number two, even if we do, at best we're probably going, well, this will get me out of this current situation, but it's not getting you excited for life. You know, and we need to be in that high frequency to do that.
Absolutely. And the thing is, we can't think our way out of this, right? We only think the next logical step, and logic does not get us out of that. It's this magic that happens when we become aligned with a higher frequency, right? Yeah. Everybody can get into gratitude for something at some point in time. And, you know, I think we're in our subconscious mind, right? We're on autopilot 95% of our day. And so we don't even tell ourselves to get into those higher frequencies. And I think your mind movie is amazing, right? And any way that people can wake themselves up during the day, set things on their phone to go off so they can take a big, deep breath and reach for gratitude. When we can get in those frequencies, then the universe, like you said, it shows us additional things. But when we try to think our way out of it, we can never think past ABC. And we need the great big huge goals that when it shows up, we know the universe, God, source is the one that is providing it. And that's when the magic happens, right?
Yeah, you're right. We can't think our way out of it, but we can feel our way out of it.
Oh, good. I love that. Yes.
You know, that's you know, and for me, you know, a gratitude practice is paramount. Yes. And there's so many ways that we can practice gratitude. But there's one thing that I really tapped into last year, because, I mean, you know, I'm a positive person. You know, my life is great. I have nothing to complain about. But there were days last year when it was really hard. you know, 2020 was a tough year.
Everybody.
And I could feel the heaviness of everything that was going on. And I was like, oh, and, you know, and I have a little ritual where I sit out on my balcony and I have this beautiful cup of tea and I'm, you know, writing in my journal and there are mornings that I can kind of feel like I'm just going through the motions. I'm not really feeling it because I understand I've got to feel it more than just, you know, ticking off the box and going, here, I've done it.
Right.
So what I would do is because, you know, we know that when we close our eyes, wherever we place our attention is where we place our energy. And so I would close my eyes and I would focus on my heart and my heart chakra, my heart area. And as I breathe in, I could see the glow of light just getting brighter and then breathing out. And then breathing in and then breathing out. And so what I'm doing is I'm putting all this energy in my heart chakra, which is really elevating my emotions. And then I'm focusing on the things that I've just written down. And what it's doing is magnifying the emotion of gratitude for me. So that's really starting to, you know, permeate my whole body. So that was a little trick that I started doing last year because, you know, normally I'm like, I'm grateful for everything. That's amazing. When you're in times where it's a bit tough, that's a really good little tool, trick.
That's a great practice. And, you know, Greg Braden talks about the coherence between the heart and the brain and how that there's so much more energy when we do that on this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. So tell us what you're doing now, because I was introduced to you like 5 or 6 years ago through Bob Proctor. I was one of his consultants and in his inner circle, know him personally, love Bob. And he was working with you to get this message out. So I know this has been out for a while. Tell us what you're doing now.
Wow, we've gone into so many different things. So personally for me, 8 years ago now. Yeah, years ago. So my husband, Glenn, and I separated. We were married for 20 years. We are still in business together. We're still great friends. I say it's our relationship is not over. It's just different. We just transitioned into something different. You know,
I was a divorce attorney for 40 years. I said, you know, you don't get rid of your family. You just, you know, it's transformed into something else. We need to define it in a positive way. So I love that you guys could do that.
Yeah, we have a great relationship. But the last year of my marriage, I remember that I kept getting this message coming through, you know, you're wasting time, you're wasting time. I'm like, I don't know what that means. So after that, and, you know, after I did a whole lot of work on myself and I started to become like stepping to my own strength and into my own individuality, I'm like, okay, well, what's next for me? Well, what can I do next? And I got this download to create My Movies for Kids. I'm like, okay, I could do that. So I created the new platform and then I'm like, okay, now what? I'm like, what do I do with this? And so I remember I created a little program. It was only 12 lessons for children and we started to get some traction with it and people were like, well, what's next? I'm like, I don't know. And so a girlfriend of mine reached out to me who has 2 master's degrees in child psychology and she said, look, let me help you with this program. I'm like, all right. So we've created a curriculum, a social and emotional learning curriculum for schools. It's anti-bullying, it's suicide prevention, it's self-esteem building. It's from K to 12, so it's a behemoth of a program. But it's designed at this stage to be taught by teachers in the classroom. And so we've been working in Liberia, Africa, for a couple of years. We actually had to put a hold on everything last year. So I'm just been conversing with the teachers there and we're about to start up again. And we have our first charter school in the US started last year. And my vision is to have 50 schools teaching this program in the next school year. So it is a program that really helps children to get a strong sense of their self, to help them self-regulate their emotions. You know, we teach things like gratitude and yoga and meditation. And even with the older children, we're getting them to really build a strong sense of self. You know, what are their personal standards? You know, how are they showing up in the world? How do they want the world to see them? And to really give them the confidence, you know, to be able to dream big. And, you know, and give them the tools and things that they need to be able to navigate through life in a very empowered way. So it is definitely my passion project at the moment.
I got to tell you, that is a project very close to my heart because I'm a mother and I'm a grandmother, and I absolutely know that that is going to be how we're going to change the world. And we don't teach this, right? You have to, be old and go to a personal development program and still not necessarily going to work because you don't know all the specifics and the tools. But I love the fact that we can take this into the schools, you know, because if you don't go to Sunday school, we are not exposed to any kind of outside consciousness or bigger picture thinking or spirituality. And I know we have to tap dance very gingerly around that when you're taking it into schools, but the different categories you're talking about are so empowering, right?
Yes.
And they help people understand that there's something bigger that they can tap into, right?
Yeah, like, you know, teaching them a sense of belonging and, you know, redefining what beauty is. And, you know, and just getting to think about the consequences of actions and things like that. If we don't really teach law of attraction in this program because, as you said, with schools, it's, you know, but this is a global program. We're already talking to schools in Australia now, and it's not offensive to any kind of culture or religion or group or country or whatever that is. It truly is universal, and a lot of the techniques and the things that we teach are based in psychology. So,
Right. And you may not be using the word law of attraction, but you're teaching them to attract more into their lives because they're on a frequency of gratitude, right? They're on a frequency of self-confidence, right? So you don't have to necessarily tell them how gravity works, right? You're just telling them how, if they get in those higher levels of frequency, how that can shift their lives. And that is so important right now that everybody understand that, you know, it's a frequency and we got to get out of the fear and we got to get into the love, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So I know you're on a couple. Are you still on a couple of TV shows?
So Wake Up, I did a few years ago, which was like a consciously aware talk show. Oh, my God, that was so much fun.
I did some research on it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We interviewed people like Jack Canfield and Don Miguel Ruiz, and it was so much fun. So it was only a short stint. And in the Inspiration Show, was an online TV show that I had going for like 8 years, I think, a really long time. I think we did like nearly 700 episodes of that. But of course, I've kind of calmed down on that now. And my next focus is my podcast, which is called Not Over, Just Different.
I love that. Tell us again what it's called.
Not Over, Just Different.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah. So it was the phrase I coined after Glenn and I separated, but I wanted to do a podcast that really covered a lot of candid conversations for women of a respectable age and all the unique things.
I'm more respectable than you are. So there you go.
Yeah, right. You know, things that we face at this time of our life. I found that at the end of my marriage, I didn't really have a lot of close girlfriends. I was quite disconnected, and that was a lot of my programming and things that I had going on. And I really craved that. And I think that a lot of what I went through, I kind of suffered in silence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now I have some beautiful and amazing female friendships in my life that I absolutely, you know, value beyond measure. But I wanted to open up these conversations so that other women can realize that they're not the only ones that are going through this. And we tackle everything from, you know, marriage and dating and divorce and sex and hormones and health and, you know, everything, you know, even, you know, starting a new era of our lives, you know, if we're looking at going into a new career or something like that. So we cover everything on that. It's a lot of fun too.
I love that. That is where I love to work with, because, you know, I changed careers and I was in my 60s when I changed careers, and you know, it's just our third act. Jane Fonda has a great YouTube video where she says our first act is the first 30 years where we're just learning stuff and trying to figure out who we are. And our next 30 years is we're acquiring, right? We're 401ks and husbands and kids. And our last 30 years, like the third act is amazing because we've got the wisdom, we've got the courage, we've got so much more behind us, and we still have another 30 years, right? So I love the fact that's who you're working with, because, you know, everybody out there, you're never too old and it's never too late, right?
We can absolutely not.
And when we start thinking big, opportunities present themselves that you go, I didn't even know that existed, right? And then you take another step and another step. So I love that you're doing that. I'm going to have to start following your podcast. I'm assuming it's on all of them, right? All the
podcasts. Spotify and Apple for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And tell us how they can get the Mind Movies.
Yeah, so if you go to mindmovies.com, it's actually our main website. The cool thing there is you can actually download 6 pre-made My Movies so that you get an idea of what are My Movies all about. And the cool thing about watching the pre-mades is that when you're watching the one, say, on wealth, when you start to watch it, you start to get ideas about, okay, well, this is what wealth represents for me. This is what this looks like for me. It helps you to get a lot clearer on what you want. But you can also access the podcast through there and a whole bunch of other, and all the archived, episodes of the Inspiration Show as well. So.
Well, and My Movies, literally, it gives you the information. It tells you how to download your own My Movie. You go in and you purchase that program and everything, right?
Yeah. And then we have little video tutorials that show you how to do that. And like I said, within half an hour, you could have this beautiful depiction of what your life is going to look like. Because I can't even tell you how many people have gone, I put it in my mind maybe, and I forgot all about it. And then it showed up, you know.
It's amazing. And I mean, it was really a divine something from God to get to that point with the Digital Vision Board. Don't you think that you had enough tenacity and you were persistent enough? Because I remember a video you were writing that you were actually recording this out at the airport and you had to wait every time a plane flew over because it was too, you know, so you didn't start out, you know, using the best studio and doing all that, but you were persistent. And I'm sure you have affected so many lives with everything you bring. So
thank you.
I want to thank you so much. And I want you to leave my listeners with one basic thing that you could tell them that they could take away.
Yeah. So I think that we, through life, we get kind of beaten down a little bit. We've tried a few things. We try to step out of our comfort zone and things haven't worked out. But I encourage you not to lose hope, because when you can follow a simple formula, all you need to do is get happy first, be in a place of gratitude. You know, think about what it is that you want. You know, create a mind movie, create a vision board, whatever that is. And then just spend time each day seeing yourself already there and feeling what it's like to already be there. You can create a life beyond your wildest dreams. I've seen it happen thousands and thousands of times, and I know that it can happen for you as well.
I love that. Never give up hope. Hope, because hope is a vibration, and when we get to that, we can get to much higher vibrations. Natalie, I want to thank you for your time and for agreeing to be on my show. I appreciate everything you've done. I appreciate you showing up for my show, but I really appreciate you showing up here in our world at this time and having the courage to do everything you've done.
Thank you, darling. Thank you
so much. And we will be right back. And we are back. Wasn't she fun? And she's very inspiring, right? She's always been an entrepreneur. She's always decided to do something bigger and more. Because one thing I think we need to really understand is we never get it done and we never get it wrong because we never get it done. But we need to continue to grow and expand. And because the universe tells us we're either growing and expanding or we're contracting. Stagnant is not an option. And if you're stagnant, if you're sitting on the couch and you're not doing anything, you are contracting. Your life is contracting. And right now, and what is going on around us, is an opportunity for us to grow huge new opportunities and to pay attention to them and to understand that there is a power bigger than us that when we attach to it, when we align with it, it is going to show us treasures beyond our belief. We cannot think ourselves out of a situation, but we can feel ourselves out of a situation. And the way you start that is you make a decision that you're going to feel grateful as many times a day as you possibly can. Leave yourself clues, set a timer on your phone, and when you see it, take a big deep breath, quiet your mind, and reach for gratitude. That is the first step. And Mind Movies is a great second step. It helps you really define what it is you want and set some big goals. And you start feeling them, and it's a frequency, right? You know, Greg Braden says, the feeling is the prayer. The feeling that you're feeling is what is going to come back to you. Quantum physics says that. It's not the words that you're saying. And Mind Movies is such a great opportunity and a great tool to use to get you in that vibration. And then finally, make decisions every day. Read a better book. Watch a better podcast. Go for a longer walk. Those three things, right? To stay in gratitude, the Mind Movies is great, and to take action. That will make all the difference in the world. Do it for a week and then come back next week and let me know how it worked. I'm so glad that you were here today. I'm very grateful that we get to share this time with you. As always, my book is on Amazon, The Lawyer and the Law of Attraction. You can go to my website, lawyerofattraction.com. Leave me an email. Would love to talk to you. I've also got a group on Facebook, Your Success Formula. We do fun things. I give you fun opportunities. So connect with me any way you possibly can. Would love to hear from you. Would love it if you would write a review for the podcast and the book. That helps my ratings. And I would love it if you would share this, if you've got somebody that you think would be beneficial for them to hear me and to hear about Natalie this week. So as we always say, Ram Dass says, we are just walking each other home. And I'm honored and grateful to be on this journey with you. And so until next time, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and I am the Lawyer of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kidd Casey on Lawyer of Attraction radio show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.